Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Bride. We have such a special and exquisite show for you today. We are talking about fashion, we are talking about design and couture, and we are talking about you. You as an individual, something exclusively for you that makes you feel beautiful, that makes you feel alive, that makes you feel radiant and sexy and vibrant, and that takes your personality and your essence and all of who you are and walks in with you. A statement that's powerful but yet shares who you are in the most subtle, beautiful, and precious way. And today we are talking with Samantha Popa. And Samantha is a designer. She is a personalized stylist. And she is representing Andrea's Dress for the Bride and outfits exclusively bridal dresses, formal dresses, cocktail dresses, red carpet wear, made exclusively for you. And so I am thrilled, I am honored, I am privileged, and it is a pleasure to bring this very special edition of Hourglass Bride to you today. Samantha, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm honored.
Oh, it's so wonderful having you here. You know, it's interesting because we have all sorts of listeners on this show right now. We have people that are just getting married. This is their first excursion into love and the happily ever after, and everything is new and everything is possible. And then we have people that have been married several times and they're getting married again. And, this time they're looking to do it differently or to really make that happily ever after come true. And then we have people looking to deepen their relationship that have been married, whether it's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 25, 50 years, that are looking for that. And so we talk about all kinds of fashion. We talk about when you have newborn, how do you grab something out of your closet and still look beautiful? But how do you have, you know, something that represents who you are? So it's such a joy to bring today's show to the vast listening audience that we have here, because I really believe when I was looking at your bio and I was looking at your website that you designed something for everybody.
We really do. We try not to exclude anyone. We really want to cater to every individual's needs depending on the occasion. And, you know, not one woman is the same. Even if they maybe like the same styles, that doesn't mean they're the same person with the same body. So we really believe that every woman should have the dress made for the occasion and for, you know, their style and shape.
I absolutely love that. So one of my favorite questions to ask on the show is the did you know question. You know, when you were 6 and 7 and 8, were you into fashion? And I was reading a little bit that you kind of grew up in this field, but were you dressing your dolls and dressing your friends? And what was your childhood like?
My childhood, okay. So my mom started the store in 1974. My older sister now has her own store in Orange County. So we've made, you know, we've extended the family business, which is amazing. And obviously we're all women of fashion and style. So I've really learned from my mother and my older sister. But my childhood was filled with dresses. I cannot lie. I was in black satin shoes and very, you know, poofy little girl princess dresses, and I owned them at a young age and had no fear and would go run in the dirt in them. So I think, you know, that might have been foreshadowing for my future now in the business full time. But I also grew up on a horse and was a competitive horseback rider. So, you know, I was doing a lot, but now have accepted fashion as my life.
That's amazing. It's funny that you say that because I grew up in dresses, personally, you know, and I was 19 the first time I think I owned a pair of jeans, and somebody gave them to me. It's not like I went out looking
right
for jeans.
I did not wear pants unless I was on the horse.
And
I
even today,
it's
so funny, even today, I prefer dresses. Like, there's something so feminine to me about being a girl and being in a dress. And so, you know, when I was looking at your bio, you were saying that also fabrics, that you are drawn to fabrics and textures. And
yes.
And
and colors especially, because, you know, as you get older, I think black, I mean, depending on who you are, you either your closet either turns into black or champagne and neutral. So I'm all about colors, especially depending on the occasion, because, you know, right today, this morning, before, you know, I went to my store and I opened on a Sunday for the first time in my life, to be honest. I'm a hard worker, but I usually take my Sundays to myself. But this bride referred to herself as the senior bride, and she works at USC and has a very strict schedule, so I made an exception, went in for her. This is not her first marriage, this is not her second marriage, and she wants a silver dress for this black tie wedding. And I looked at her and I said, more power to you, let's do silver. So I think colors in terms of dresses are really important depending on the occasion, because she's still going to look like a bride because of the style and the shape of the dress, but the color is going to give her so much more depth, I think, and she'll be able to use the dress again, which I think is also important. If you're spending on this big occasion, I think it's important to either choose something that you can shorten and wear again, or that's, we like to call them timeless colors, or colors for every season that you can really wear and reuse and make the most of.
Is silver a color for all seasons?
Yes. You know, like, we think black is a color for all seasons, but do you really want to go to a wedding in black as a guest, which is something that you're technically supposed to wear to a funeral? So we like, I mean, I'm saying navy is the new black, just because that blue, I mean, royal blue does have a long history of special occasions. And it just makes it a little, you know, it makes it a little different, and it makes it a happier color, but still that you can wear all year round.
That's incredible.
And it's still a sophisticated color. So we're really trying to push the gunmetals and the navies on our mothers and the midnight blue, and to try and kind of get rid of those little black dresses that we've just been kind of, I think, crutching on.
Okay, so you just touched on something that I would love to talk about. You were saying, you know, that you know, these are colors that we want to give to our mother. And I know that your mother started this shop, you know, which I think is just extraordinary. But to have a creative mom, I would love that. And
it is.
When I look at your website, you actually not only cater to all women, but I don't remember another site that actually talks about the mother of the bride. And so
my,
talk about
sorry,
that, because that's so special.
It is. And when I first, I mean, my mom's been specializing in Mother of the Bride for the past 20 years. When she first opened, we were doing sportswear. We had many different collections in the store. But as the economy changed, our clients' desires on spending changed. So we really tried to keep ourselves as fresh as we could and found that servicing more customized dresses and and specialty occasions gave us the opportunity to really, you know, continue through the rough times that happened during 2011. And really, I think we almost changed the market in a little bit for mothers, because instead of mothers trying on, you know, what they see all the time, which is pretty much different versions of bridesmaids' dresses, which I almost think is an insult, to be honest, to a mother. But that's just kind of what they're being sold. And so when my mom started, we really tried to create couture designs for mothers that made them feel youthful, but still stunning and sophisticated, and like the hostess that they should be during the party. Because if you think about it, the bride's really not hostessing. It's really the parents that are, you know, helping and, you know, taking authority when the bride's busy worrying about being in pictures and cutting cakes and, you know, enjoying the moment. You're really left with the parents who are there and supporting. So they have a very important role, and I think that they were underplayed for a very long time, and we really try and make our mothers feel like the special human beings that they are.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And so when somebody comes into you, you know, the mother, the bride, do they know what they want? Or do you say, tell me about you, and how do you design a personal dress for somebody?
Okay, so sometimes, God bless Pinterest and social media, so sometimes they'll bring in a picture, which could be to their advantage or disadvantage, because just because you fall in love with a picture doesn't mean that picture is going to look good on you. So it depends on the mother. Some people come with pictures. Some people come, you know, with styles that they want. But usually I ask questions. I ask questions about the wedding, about the colors of the wedding, about the venue of the wedding, if it's going to be black tie or if it's just going to be kind of a semi-formal option, or if it's going to be a beach wedding, because these are very important questions that we need to know so we can make decisions off of what fabric is appropriate for the dress that she's choosing, to go lighter for the season or to go heavier for, you know, winter months. Because you might not think about it, but it can be a really, you know, if you pick a Duchess of Sutton, a heavy fabric for a California June wedding, even if it's black tie and it looks like it fits the venue, the mother's going to melt. Or the bride's going to melt. No matter who you are, you're going to melt in that dress. It's just how it is. So, yes. I kind of walk for a little bit.
And so when somebody brings you in a picture, or somebody, oh, my goodness, we have very excitement today. When somebody brings you in a picture and somebody says, this is what I'm looking for, and you say, this is the right material because you're walking on the sand, or you're going
right
up and down a million bazillion steps, and do you really want to train this long because you're going to need 10 people to walk behind you?
When they bring the picture, we try and ask if they have physically put this dress on, and usually they say no, because they're like, you make this picture because you are amazing and have been in business 40 years and you can do anything. And we look at them and then we put similar styles on them, and if it doesn't work out, then I, as the stylist, and my mother, as the stylist and the designer, you know, give what we think is going to look good on them. And I, not to, you know, make us sound that good, but 99% of the time, the style that we put on them that we think is going to be who they need to be on that day, and the style that's going to flatter their body the most and look the, I guess, you know, fit their personality, that's usually the dress that they end up picking in the end. It might not be the color, but usually, you know, we'll make the dress in whatever color they need to wear for the wedding. Because sometimes brides say, Mom, you can do whatever color you want, and then they end up feeling even more overwhelmed because that's too many options for them. And they don't, you know, so then they turn to us and then they ask us, well, which do you think is best? And then if sky's the limit, we can choose any color, then, you know, those bridesmaids' colors are important and those flower colors are important. So then we can really complete the picture with the mother of the bride's dress.
Now, do all the everybody in the bridal party, all the bridesmaids, do they want to be in the same dress?
Thankfully, I would say that most brides have picked up and are smart enough women now in terms of fashion to know that every bridesmaid is probably not going to look good in the same style. The same color, that could be different, but so my brides that I'm getting are either choosing the color palette and then allowing the bridesmaids to pick whatever shape they think is going to be best and that they feel the best in. Or you have the brides that choose the dress and allow them to kind of pick the color that's in a similar palette so that it still looks good together. Like the charcoals with the blushes and, you know, those kind of, it's like pastel, muted neutral colors, dress that they feel comfortable. I do want the bride to be happy on the day, even though the day should technically be about them. they still, I mean, most girlfriends want are, you know, women empowering each other and want them to feel secure in the dresses. But it does depend on the bride. But I will say those are the two most popular. So either picking the same dress and different color palettes that are, you know, that will still look good together, or one color and then different styles of the dress. And our dresses, right, because, you know, for our dresses, I make a completely different dress for a woman who is big-busted compared to a woman who is small-busted. I mean, we can do so much for that big-busty woman to make her still feel secure and supported in a strapless dress. And we can build up for the woman who doesn't necessarily have, you know, naturally large breasts, who want to still look like she does without stuffing and padding and purchasing. So, you know, it's like we really try and, I mean, my mom, I know, deals with more than you think. God has more customers who have had breasts, surgeries in terms of breast cancer or even, you know, reductions or expansions. So in terms of that, that can make a big, that's a big deal in terms of style that you pick.
Okay, this is such amazing information. And now I have a very touchy question to ask you. So
I read this wonderful statistic
that most people buy a wedding dress 10 months to a year out or whatever, and that they buy it one or two sizes too small, hoping to fit into the dress. And so do most brides buy a dress that fits, or are they hoping that it will?
Okay. So this is what the statement you just said is kind of why I got into business. Because if you think about what you just said, does that make any sense to buy a dress that's two sizes smaller and then make yourself, put the pressure on yourself to change your body to fit into that dress? That is not, I mean, I think if you're spending, especially brides who are spending multiple thousands of dollars, your dress should be quality and made to fit your body. So my mother, because we have such amazing patterns and have been doing dresses for so long, I know that I can guarantee the fit on a dress if I take customized measurements, and especially if we create the dress based off of our muslin, which is, after I do the measurements, we get a blueprint of the shape of the dress in your customized measurements. And then we make the dress based off of that original blueprint. So that's how we really guarantee the fit. So if you don't necessarily feel like you're going to drop a lot of weight or see your body changing in a year, then customize is the way to go, because then you really know it's going to fit you like a glove. And even if you're a bride who, if you're open with me and you're honest and you're like, look, I plan on losing a lot of weight before the wedding. I want to look the best that I could possibly look in my whole life on that one day, which, let's face it, is majority of brides. So as a designer and a dressmaker, what we do is I allow my brides to lose as much weight as they would like to. And we have been pushing our last fitting until approximately 4 to 5 days before the wedding. So I really guarantee, you know, like, they can lose the weight and not worry that the dress, God forbid, is going to fall off them while they're walking down the aisle. And the pressure's off. They know that they can change, they can go up and down, and we will still make it fit the way they need it to fit and the way they deserve it to fit. They, no matter what bust size you are, no matter how much you shape, brides who are in strapless dresses should never actually physically touch their dress while they're wearing it. My worst fear is I see a picture of one of my brides physically pulling up her dress anytime she's wearing it. Because if that happens, that's because your dress just isn't fitting you right. And majority of stores do encourage you to order that bigger size so that they can charge you up the wazoo an additional alteration. because you're not just getting charged for the dress, for a brand new dress that really should be made to you. You're also going to be charged to have it taken in to deal with the hem, which I just think is mean, and it puts more stress on the bride. So what I do is my price on the dress is the price that you are paying on the dress. There is no additional alterations. I have good communication with my brides, and I've never had an issue with fit.
That's incredible, because you hear amazing horror stories of people that buy a dress that they absolutely love, some couture design, and then they end up spending thousands and thousands of dollars on alterations, and
really
they keep
cool.
saying, now it's too small, or it's too big, or it's crooked, and they're heartbroken because this was the dress of their dreams.
Because when you alter a dress, you are changing the original pattern that was made to fit a certain way. And if you were not an amazing seamstress, you can seriously damage the pattern when you're altering. Because when we alter, we take it in evenly from the princess seams in the front to the side seams to the princess seams in the back. So every 2 inches we're evenly taking, so it's evenly sculpting the dress even as we're taking it in. Even if I need to take it in a whole dress size, I can still do it, and the dress is still going to look as good because of our patterns as because where we take in. So I know, but you hear, seriously, I don't like to talk bad about other people, but the things I have heard. I mean, I could have stayed doing Mother of the Bride and waited till I looked a little more mature, and they would, you know, or they would embrace me a little more because I look a little young. So that was another reason. I mean, I relate to brides a little more. I could have not. I could have just stayed with what we're good at with Mother of the Bride. It's our bread and butter. But I was like, but brides are being mistreated. I have a new designer called Olia Zavodina out of Nashville, and she had such a horrible bridal experience that she herself started designing wedding dresses because she didn't. And I was like, you know what? You are the same person that I am, and I need you in my store. And she was like, well, I'm at Nordstrom, but that's okay, and I'll come see you. And I was like, fine, done deal. You know, I'm about helping people. I was teaching Pilates full time before I joined the family business, but I'm still feeling that fulfillment that you get from making people happy. So I want to make my brides happy. I want them to look and feel amazing, and I'm not about stiffing them with rush alteration charges and really damaging the dress. I'm really about creating amazing 100% silk, 100% natural material dresses. And happy
life. I love this. It's just beautiful. Now, I was at a wedding recently back east, and they had to tie the woman. It was like a corset back, and they had to tie her in, and nobody could figure out how to tie her in and how to make the corset work. Do you teach people how to wear the dress?
So there's little techniques with the corset where you can start lacing it before the bride put it on. And I will say that I made the mistake of, for my first fashion show last February at the Festival of Brides, Upscale Bridal Show, I put in some corsets. I appreciate the corset. Okay, I do. I understand why it's great. excuse me. A bride can lose a little bit of weight, gain a little bit of weight, and the corset's going to be really good at making it so you might not even need to take it in because you have the corset tied. However, if they are not tied correctly, your waistline could look like your hips, and it's just you know, even if you think you can lose and lose and lose because you have a corset, you'll just be able to make it tighter. That's not necessarily true. You can lose and lose and lose, and the corset still be too big no matter how much you tie it, and you could still end up. So it's a very tricky situation, but brides that do choose the corset, I always give them an option of putting a zipper in. And then we do this thing with, because I don't like seeing zippers on dresses. So now when I create the designs, we're making all of the lace with snaps that go over the zipper and completely hide the zipper. So you, like, really don't know how you got in this dress kind of thing, which I love. And it takes, and it just makes it fit better. Of course, it's, we think are great for cinching in, but if the dress is well made, you just don't need it.
What a magical answer. I love that, the invisible zipper.
Yeah, I love, I mean, zippers are great. Zippers make it easy. Corsets, do you, if you're getting ready and you're a bride and you already just spent 2+ hours at least on hair and makeup getting ready, at least, that's the minimum on average, then do you want to spend another 45 minutes getting your wedding dress? Because I know I wouldn't.
Right, and this bride almost missed her wedding because nobody could figure out how to lace her into this dress. And
I know. You have to crisscross. You have to start from up top, and then, you know, I always try and string them before stepping into them because that always helps. And usually the dresses with the corsets are the heavier dresses, so they are harder to put in the right place and tie up at the same time. Because from back in the day, corsets, if we're thinking, like my new obsession is that TV show on the WB called Rain right now. They have the most gorgeous ornate dresses I've ever seen on TV. And I think of it as kind of like the younger Game of Thrones for a younger audience, but with better fashion. So needless to say, I've been watching it a lot. And I have not seen one lace up back corset. And so their corsets from back in the day that we're thinking are like girdles keeping us in, those are under all of the dresses. So I think, you know, brides are like, oh, it'll be great and it'll make me feel skinny, but it might not necessarily do what you want it to do on the day. It's very tricky. I have a love-hate relationship with corsets.
Great answer. Absolutely great answer. And I do want to talk about the red carpet and all of that, but I've got a couple more bridal questions, and I would love to talk about traveling with the dress to the wedding and also storing it once you've been married.
Start with traveling.
Does the dress fit in your car? How do you get it there?
So it's a really good question. So when we put the dress in vehicles, depending on the car, if you have an SUV, that's phenomenal. If you can fold down your back seats and kind of stretch it along the entire from the back seat to the trunk, depending on the dress, that's kind of what you need to do to keep it in correct shape. But we, before, no matter even if they're not traveling on an airplane, stuff our dresses so that you actually – it almost looks like there's a body in the dress so that it keeps its shape and it's not flattening and nothing's pushed, getting squished or anything. And then we bag it. So I just had a bride who picked up my dress and then flew to Puerto Vallarta. And I know that she took it right through security. She was holding it with her the whole time. I gave her kind of an airing out list just on the day of, if you don't have a seamer on hand and maybe the skirt looks a little wrinkled, then all you have to do is hang it in a bathroom and put the shower on, let it steam a little bit, and then let it just settle itself. Because that's an easy, easy trick that I don't think a lot of people realize that it's that easy. And they think, oh, I need a steamer there for the hotel before we get ready. And it's just not necessary. You can make it so much easier on yourself. But when they're traveling with it, I would say that the hardest thing to do is to keep it away from the groom, not necessarily to actually travel with the wedding dress. I would be more worried about the groom sneaking a peek if we're traveling together. But I think that just depends on...
That's funny. Yeah. And then how do you store it afterwards? Because most people don't have room in their closets for their wedding dress. Do you have a storage facility, or is there a way to box it and preserve it?
You know, I was talking about this with the designer of, she does all the wedding dresses for the Bachelor TV show. Her name is Randy Rahm, and I met her this past October in New York, and she's an amazing, amazing couture designer that just launched her bridal. Just a few years ago. So So she and I were talking about the idea of preserving, because you've got all of these different options. You have people offering closed boxes and then people offering open plastic boxes so you can see through to the wedding dress. And then they also stuff it. And then there are also people that will full-on put half of a torso of a mannequin and then put the dress on the mannequin and then they box it. So you have a lot of different ways. Brides have many options. But Randy and I know that if you put lace in a box, it's going to discolor. It's just going to discolor. And it's not going to – I think it's just not – you know, our mothers – did it and our grandmothers did it because it was tradition and they want to pass down from generation. But if you stuff a very nice lace in the back of the corner, it's just going to discolor, unfortunately, to be honest. No matter how, I mean, if you want to sit, like look at it and stare it and be able to always look at it, I say more power to you. Box it and have the box be plastic and see-through so you can be like, oh, look at how like skinny I was, or look at how beautiful my wedding dress was, or, you know, relive those memories. But what I would do and what I probably will do is shorten it and then make the most of it. You can do so much with expensive quality laces. I could make a hat. I could make gloves. I could make a shawl. You can just, I mean, I encourage reusing the dress. I don't encourage putting it in a box and then letting it waste in a box. I think dresses are and beautiful fabric should be appreciated and worn and not stuffed in a closet. But that's just my opinion.
A beautiful answer. And then as you were talking about being the younger version here and saying that, do you do even younger versions? Do you create flower girl dresses? I remember seeing you said something about bat mitzvahs. And do you do proms? And do you actually cater to the young girl or the teen as well?
I mean, I definitely had my prom dress made by my mother, but I am also, you know, that type of girl. So I think it just depends on the girl. We've saved flower girls and we've saved bridesmaids when we need to. But I would say our specialty are mothers and kind of, I mean, I have a fresh young look, that's for sure, but I'm also classic at times. And I do believe that if you're to invest in something, it should be timeless because we're just not in, you know, a world where I think you should buy something to wear it to return it. And I think it's horrible that that's kind of how retail has gone. And it's, you know, it's all online because you don't know how something's going to fit you when you order it online. I feel like people make their lives harder when they do that instead of just going into a store. But we do, I mean, we can dress any age and make them feel appropriate for that occasion. Because our styles are classic and still fashion forward, and really any dress can come in any color. And as a woman, I'm sure you know that, we had an experience with personal friends that were bridesmaids. And the bride had bridesmaids from the ages of 60 plus and then her daughter who was 20. So I helped them. I just joined the business. I was a little novice and I wasn't as confident as I am today. So when the bride told me that she wanted all of the bridesmaids in the same dress in coral chiffon, which is a very lightweight, non-structured fabric, I took a deep breath and I swallowed it. And instead of fighting or voicing my opinion, we made these dresses. And I don't know how old you are, but just think of like your grandmother. Do you think your grandmother would be comfortable in a coral chiffon that's strapless with no sleeves? Like there's just no, I mean, color says a lot. Had it been navy, maybe the chiffon would have been acceptable. But, the fact that we can do any color, it makes it sky's the limit. And it really, I mean, I think color should be age appropriate, especially for bridesmaids. And I just felt really bad. Because, of course, the 22-year-old looks amazing, but did the 60-plus? Not so much. She was just like, why did we pick this dress and this color? And I was like, your bride picked it. Well, I can't. I want to make you happy. But, so, yeah. So color is a big deal, I think.
I love talking about color and the palette and the wheel. And so when you're talking about timeless and ageless and seasonal, so how far in advance should somebody order a personal dress if their wedding is the spring? Do they want to pick a spring color? Or how does that work that they say, I'm getting married next May or I'm getting married next Friday?
If they're being nice to us, I would say 9 months. But we save women and can make dresses in a week if we have to. Obviously, there's some rush charges, but we have one flat rush fee, which also makes us very different. No matter if we need to rush it in 2 months or in a week, we don't surcharge. But I would say 9 months. I know a lot of women are hearing a year, and I would understand that if the dresses were coming from overseas, but because we manufacture in the United States and our fabric comes from Europe, we can ship and expedite and basically, you know, do what needs to be done. But to be nice, 9 months is what I would say.
And can somebody change their mind midway and say, oh, I saw this picture in a magazine, and can we add this, or can we do the collar more like this, and can you change the style mid-pathway?
So, remember how I kind of talked about that muslin blueprint of the dress?
Yes.
So when that muslin comes in, that's their chance to say, can we change the neckline? Can we add a sleeve? I want a little more cleavage. I want a little less cleavage. I want, you know, let's make it shorter. Let's make it longer. So that's really when they have that flexibility. And we do the majority of our sleeves in-house, but to physically change the pattern of the dress after the deposit's been done and after the muslin has been made is a little challenging. And the idea stresses me out a little bit. So I'm going to say not 6 months. You know, you make the decision on the style, and then if you're not sure about the color, we swatch out different colors for you so that really when you make the decision on the dress, you are 100% sure, and we've worked with you enough that you feel confident in your decision. Because I think that whole I want to change comes from not being confident in that you're going to look good in that dress. And I think it's kind of, so it's you trusting us and then you trusting yourself in your decision. But we're really good at helping you make the right decision for you. That's what my mom and I love doing. We love making sure that our client is happy. We listen and we take notes and, you know, we do our job.
This is just such beautiful information. Now, is the timing, you're saying 9 months, you know, basically, is it the same if I'm going to my 25-year high school reunion or if I'm going to the Academy Awards, or I'm going to, you know, some Christmas party or black tie event? Is it still about 9 months out for personalized dresses, or is it just for wedding dresses?
For short dresses, I would say 3 to 4 months is fine for the simple short that don't have a lot of re-embroidered handwork, because it's the handwork on the bridal gowns that's really time-consuming, and it's us ordering the fabric from overseas and giving ourselves enough time to make the dress. So, but for red carpet, we do have samples in the store, and people do buy. I mean, I've had the Beverly Hills Housewives just call me same day to come pick up a dress. And, you know, I called my tailor on his day off to come in one day. So we do have, I mean, our inventory is very large, thankfully, and we have enough shapes that we can please all. And if you need a dress to wear in a month or a week, we usually have some type of option you can work with.
That's good. Do you sell the samples as well that you have there?
We try not to, but we do. We encourage tweaking the samples and updating them, or, you know, making them a little different, and then customizing the color, but we do sell the samples off the floor. Because if we didn't, I think that people in Beverly Hills would not like us. No, we have to be able, if somebody walks in and they need something to wear that night, we should be able to help them, no problem.
Okay, that's wonderful. And how do people find you?
People can find me through, usually by referral. The mother of the bride especially has been, I mean, we don't do a lot of advertising because we haven't needed to. We make people so happy that they like to talk about us, and my mother, Carmen Popa, specifically. So, she's grown a great business. For me, they're going to Pinterest. They're going to theknot.com. They're going to Wedding Wire, and then they're just Googling Beverly Hills wedding dress shops, and I'm popping up, and I'm all over social media now. And I was just on Jane the Virgin this last week, which is a new TV show on the CW, and they found our store and wanted to shoot in it. And then I had such a good relationship with the bride after dressing her that they put me in the show. So I don't. To be honest, you can find me in lots of different places.
That's
it just
great.
Depends
and
on
what is your website and your phone number for people to make personalized appointments? Because I know people are
of
like,
course.
Hey, where are they?
Okay. Right. Of course. So we're on Robertson Boulevard, just below Burton Way and above Wilshire. And my website is andreasforthebride.com. And there will be a SamanthaPopa.com coming shortly, which will be all about personal styling. And now I'm offering personal styling coming to your home. So you can kind of see the sportswear that we have, the more casual day look, day dresses. And you can pick up to 6 to 12, and then I will box them and ship them to you. Whatever fits you and you love, you keep, and whatever you don't, you can send back. So it's andreasforthebride.com for bridal, and now samantha.com for personal styling.
This is just fabulous. I love that you're doing the personalized dresses. What a great idea.
And
so for those that are
to.
Listening from other states and from other countries, so can you do that? If somebody is listening to the show from Texas or from Atlanta, can you send them?
Yes. And all I need are just a few measurements, and I can pretty much guarantee that the dresses they're going to fit are fitting them like a glove. I had a bride from Alaska. I mean, I have an Indian bride that I'm working with. It's just, guys, think, you know, God bless social media, and God bless the iPhone, and I never thought I would say that because some days I kind of want to throw it into the middle of the ocean, but then other days when I'm Skyping with my client who's in India, I'm like, we are in a blessed age. And this is kind of amazing. And I love that I can help people anywhere. It's really fantastic.
Now, do you do accessories as well? The shoes, the bag, the veil, whatever goes with
the
dress?
We do it all. We do it all. We're a one-stop shop is what I like to call it. We didn't always have shoes, but now we have a great collection that you can dance all night in, which I think is a big statement for a pair of shoes. And we pride ourselves on our accessories. We have many women who buy our travel rings. The majority of our mothers we style with earrings and a purse and their shoes. We don't like to do a lot of necklaces with our mother of the brides. We find that just earrings and a bracelet is kind of all you need to go with our dresses.
Mm, so beautiful. And then how did your mom come up with this? How did she, you know, you were saying that she started this so many years ago, and how did she even have the concept to do the mother of the bride? Because I've never, that's my very first time actually hearing about somebody that specializes in that field.
Well, she had built up her business and her name to the point where she had so many clients that had daughters that were getting married. And they didn't want to go to Neiman Marcus, and they didn't want to go to Saks Fifth Avenue. They wanted to stay with my mom and continue having great fashions made for them. And my mom just realized that this is something that she needed to start doing, but it was a little bit of a missing, it was just missing in the industry, that special, because it is a specialty, it's a specialty shop, and, you know, nobody was talking to mothers. Everybody's talking to the bride, everybody's talking to bridesmaids, but mothers were getting thrown in the back door, and, you know, they just said, wear a skirt and a jacket, and there's your look. And that's not who most mothers are today. They're fun and they're hip and they want to look young and just as fresh as the bride does. So she really, because of how many generations she has as clientele, that's what kept us going. I mean, we did a bride, we did her mother, we did her maid of honor, and the bride just had a baby and we made her a dress for the baby shower. So, how cute is that? I know, it's pretty cute. I know. So, I think it's just she did such a good job at building relationships with people that they trusted her. And when they changed and when their special occasion changed from being at galas and red carpet to now being at weddings and guests of weddings and, you know, family and weddings, she just said, okay, let's do it. And she had enough experience with dresses that we had no problem doing that.
This is just so fascinating to me, and I love this information.
I really think I would love for her to be interviewed.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to have her come on, just even the concept. And the fact that to start a business, for any woman to start a business, a creative business, something unique, something so niched. And I think that when you look at any woman, you know, it doesn't matter if it's somebody that's 16, 17, 18, or somebody that's 102, we all have our days where we put on clothes and we say, I don't like this and I don't like that and I'm feeling fat. I don't feel like wearing green today. And then we always have those pieces in our wardrobe that are our favorite things. That no matter how we're feeling that day, whenever we put that on, we always feel happy, we always feel great, we always feel comfortable. And I would imagine a dress that's made for you feels that way.
I'm sorry, what was the last part?
I would imagine a dress that is made for you feels that way, just feels right.
Yes, if it's made to you, it better feel that way. I mean, that's why we guarantee fit and work so hard is to really, you know, I mean, we have lots of stories about very sick women who have been able to come to us and feel beautiful. I had a woman over the summer that, not exactly sure what skin disease she had, but it was the most humbling experience of my life. And she was, you know, she was like 100 years old, and she picked this bubblegum pink, awesome A-line, high-low fan dress. And she's like, that's the dress that I want. And I looked at her, and I was like, okay, Grandma, that's the dress that you are getting. And I think as women, we have it a little easier in terms of building our theme than men do. I was just at, I worked with Covenant House in Hollywood. They threw a dance party for about 65 homeless kids. Or I think it was more. I think it was like 100 homeless kids. And Ariel Caputo was the one who put it on, and she's an advocate for depressed and, you know, just troubled children. And she put this together, and I was so excited to be a part of it. And I'm there, and I helped. Obviously, I gave a lot of clothes and dresses and shoes, but then I also went on the day and helped the girls get ready, and I put makeup on them. And it was just amazing to see just what a little bit of makeup can do to someone who has not a lot going for them, and how it made them put the, like, they had just the biggest smiles on their face, and they were so happy. And then I kind of turned to the men who were just getting, she had set up some hairdressers, barbers came in and gave the guys haircuts, and yeah, they had clothes, but there is just nothing. I wish I had a man on with us right now so we could kind of like get his input on it. But when you are a girl, no matter who you are, when you put on that dress and when you put on makeup and when you feel like you look good, that's just, I mean, we can do it. No matter what you look like, no matter what you think you look like, we are, we have that power to change how we feel through clothes and through fashion. And I think that's kind of incredible and a little understated. And I kind of wish, you know, men almost had that. Maybe they all just needed to, all the men just need suits. And maybe that would have made them feel a little more empowered. But I think fashion makes women feel empowered. And that's why we love creating amazing fashions that last a lifetime.
My mom has an amazing sense of style. And as long as I can remember, she's always been drawn towards one of a kind, something special, something unique, something nobody else has, something that just looks beautiful and just spectacular in her. And there was a shop where I grew up in Atlantic City, New Jersey, that had a lot of one-of-a-kind dresses, and they would call my father when something came in that they thought was right for my mom or that she would love, and she would come home, and he'd have it all laid out for her, whatever, and he would be like her personal shopper. And my mom,
I love husbands like that. Those are my favorite. The ones that come in and surprise them with the Christmas presents when they don't even know that they were in. Oh, I love that. Okay, keep going.
No, because I do want to talk about for men that did it, because it was, as a child, to see my mom come home and, you know, to have these very special, unique dresses, and then she would go out and people would say, where did you get that? And they were always these one-of-a-kind, beautiful, unique things. And then as I grew, my mom and I are exactly the same size, and so through the years, my mom comes into my closet now and she says, hello. And I say, what are you doing? And she says, remember me? You know, and she's talking to her clothes because I've borrowed so many things through the years. And people will stop me at events and they'll say, what a spectacular dress. And where did you get that? And I say, my mother's closet. And they say, where is that store located? And I'm like, no, really, my mother's closet.
That's fantastic. That's it. I luckily also have a mother with a very good closet, and I early inherited vintage Chanel boots that I only pull out once a year because these boots need to last a lifetime. And I had a conversation with my feet and my body that we can't get any bigger because we just fit the boots, and I have those boots forever. But it says something. He invested in couture clothes for her, clothes that speak, clothes that have personality, clothes that made her feel beautiful and empowered. And luckily, fashions come back. Even if they're out for a little, they always end up coming back. So to invest in something like that, I just think is fantastic. And as a husband to do, wouldn't it be nice as a husband for you to go get your wife something so that she wouldn't come and ask you for something in a week? And if they actually, because usually the wife's like, can I, honey, can I? And then they say no. Wouldn't it be nice if it was kind of just the husband doing it out of their own free will, and maybe the wife wouldn't feel the need to ask?
Romantic. And for all of you that are listening out there right now and have been taking very copious notes on weddings and couture and style and fashion, and Samantha Popa and Andrea's for the bride, then you can get a copy of today's show so you can listen to it over and over again, and you can take notes and find out where the store is located and how you can have a personalized dress designed just for you, if it's for your wedding or a special occasion or a black tie event, or do you just want to feel special and extraordinary, which everybody should feel. You can just send a text message on your phone to 55678. It's simple 55678, and the message is simply Nicole, and you can download for free a copy of today's show on any mobile device. And I encourage you all to race, rush, leap, saunter to Samantha and to Andrews for the Bride, because I can't imagine a better gift to give yourself this holiday season and a better way to start the new year than to actually have dresses that are designed and made just for you, because that's who you are. And when we're looking into the happily ever after and how to live that life that we all know we dream of and we desire and we deserve, we absolutely deserve to have a dress that fits us, that is made for us, and to feel beautiful inside and out. So, Samantha, it's been such a joy having you here today, and I can't wait to come into your store. I'm one of your favorite customers. So.
We have a lot of great day looks for fall, and something that I meant to say a little earlier was for those who have Twitter and Instagram, we are Andrea's STP. And I am doing giveaways monthly. I just gave away a customized veil, and I'm working with Bridal Style Blog, who is giving away a Tahani bridal cuff, and which is kind of something new. It's a spin-off of the bouquet, but, yeah, I think people would like it, so they should check it out.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for being with us today. I look forward to having you back. I look forward to talking to your mom as well and to coming into the shop. And for all of us, this is just such a special, special gift, and truly fashion at its finest. So thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you so much. It was amazing. Happy Sunday.
Thank you. You too. Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful show. And Samantha Popa, I can't wait to see all of her fashions and styles and designs. And that's what I love the most, is being able to wear clothes that people stop me and ask, where did you get that? That it's not a fashion that they're familiar with, but there's something so special and so extraordinary, they want something like that for themselves. And so that's where you want to go. You want to talk to Samantha, go to Andrea's for the Bride, and she has her own designs and fashion and style and sense. And so find her, absolutely the greatest gift you can give yourself. So it's Nicole Brandon and Samantha Popa wishing you the happily ever after.